Call for Action presents Of Consuming Interest, a public service show that discusses scams, deceptive offers, and other consumer concerns. Here's Call for Action's president and your host, Shirley Rooker.
How do you teach your children to be responsible consumers, especially during a season when it's so easy to overspend? Well, there are some common sense things you can do to teach kids start using money wisely. T. Rowe Price is a mutual fund company that has invested time and money into teaching kids about money. Stuart Ritter is vice president and certified financial planner with T. Rowe Price, and we're going to talk about their initiative and how that initiative started and what they hope to accomplish with it. Stuart, welcome to Of Consuming Interest.
Thank you for having me.
Now, I find this quite fascinating, and I have to tell you, I love kids' games on TV. I think that's my intellectual level. And you have a game called the Great Piggy Bank Adventure and .com, right?
That's the
website. Okay. Tell me how all this got started. What within T. Rowe Price, and it has to be a corporate philosophy that's coming to play here. I mean, we know you want these kids to grow up and invest money with you, but you know, that's a long-term thing.
It's certainly more than that. We've had a long history of a commitment to financial education and helping both consumers as well as kids understand how to make good decisions about money. A number of years ago, Walt Disney Parks and Resorts came to us and said, we are interested in including an exhibit at our Innovation Center at Epcot down in Florida, where they focus a little more on education in addition to the entertainment that Disney is very famous for, and asked if we would collaborate with them on creating an exhibit down at Epcot as well as an online game that would help kids learn about money in a fun way. And one of the wonderful things about working with Disney is T. Rowe Price was able to bring the money stuff and they brought the magic. We've now got an exhibit down at Epcot, as well as you said, the online game at thegreatpiggybankadventure.com. And it's an extension of the commitment we've made to help kids especially figure out how to make good decisions about money and prepare them to be the kinds of consumers and investors that they want to be and our parents want them to be when they grow up.
Well, with Black Friday coming up, the day after Thanksgiving, when there's all kinds of crazy things going on in the retail world. How do you convey this message to your kids? Because really, the message they're hearing right now is spend, spend, spend.
Absolutely.
And you got to put the brakes on somewhere. But how do you tell them that, okay, you spend a little bit more during this season, but we got to make up for it the rest of the season? So how do you get through this season without spending too much money, giving your kids bad examples, and teaching them wise use? I think those would be three of my main things. So let's start. You tell me. You're the expert.
Well, here's the wonderful thing about the season we're getting into, which also has that negative side that you alluded to.
But it's fun, too.
It is. Well, kids are now paying attention to this money thing. There's this expectation of spending. There's this expectation of gifts. It gives parents the opportunity to take advantage of everyday teachable moments to have these conversations with their kids and impart some of this information. At other times of the year, they may not be quite as attuned to it, but definitely now, your kids are thinking about these things. And one of the key starting points for making wise financial decisions is setting goals, deciding what it is that's more important to you to spend your money on. And by definition, that means there are other things that are less important. So start by talking with your kids about priorities and about trade-offs, that having more of some things means having less of other things, and talking with them about what they want to spend their money on. And you can initiate that by talking about what you as a family have decided are going to spend your money on and how you manage the family budget to do that.
Okay, now you have kids.
I do.
How old are your kids?
Mine are 7, 5, and 2.
Oh, well, your 7 and 5-year-old are certainly ripe for some education here.
Yes, they are.
Yes, indeed. And of course, I bet their wish lists are very long.
As are every kid's.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So I guess the message that I'm hearing, and the most important thing you can do, as you said, is to talk to your kids.
Right.
Have a conversation about what's coming up, expectations, and limits.
Yes.
That's not going to be easy in some cases, because if that toy goes over those limits, and you're talking about spending limits, I'm assuming, Or are limits more to number, quantity? What are we limiting?
There are both. There are a couple of things that parents are in a position to help with their kids. One is, first of all, the limit about what this season is about. I mean, putting the context around all the messages that kids are getting from external influences is a key step in helping both them and you manage what's about to occur. And then there are limits on how much kids can get. They will have a wish list much longer than is possible, as I might add, do most parents. And we've gotten pretty good in some cases at limiting that and doing the priorities. This is an opportunity to convey that to the kids as well. So it's not just what do you want? It's what do you want more and what do you want less? That little change starts kids building the skill set in figuring out, I can't have everything. I need to prioritize. Let me think about it in that way. And that gets a different conversation going.
So even if it's making a list and putting your top toy at the top and giving it number one priority, what are you willing to trade off to get that gift? You know, it makes perfect sense.
That's exactly right. And that
it does.
Helps.
It's common sense approach.
And a lot of these things are, we often...
we just don't think about them.
Yes. In the hustle and bustle of the season, if I can use the cliche, we often lose sight of some of those things. Here's an opportunity to impart this important lesson to your kids, to help them develop that skill. And if you're practicing it yourself, they see it in action.
So this list really should consist of what you'd like to get for whatever your holiday is. And this is not necessarily a religious in the sense. It could be any holiday. It could be a birthday. It could be whatever. Or it could be, what do you want to spend for a school dance or whatever? You know, like you want a new dress or you want a new tux? Well, let's put this in. So it's something that's applicable to all times of the year.
Absolutely. Setting those financial goals, understanding that you need to make trade-offs, making those wise spending and saving decisions, because if there's something else that you see in a store somewhere and decide, well, I really want that too, as a parent, bringing your child back to what they've put on that list and saying, you as a child said this is the most important thing to you. If you spend your money on the baseball cards or the video game, you're not going to be able to buy the new smartphone or the guitar or whatever it is. Those kinds of lessons are helpful for kids to understand and will position them well when they're older and need to make those decisions on their own.
Well, because at some point they're going to be earning their own money and hopefully spending it wisely. And if they don't prioritize, they're going to be in big trouble.
Exactly. And even for younger kids now, they've got some money and you might be having your kids in a position where they're buying gifts for other people. So we've been talking about what the child wants for themselves. Now let's talk a little bit about when they've got to make those spending decisions for other people. And what's interesting about having this conversation with kids is their resources are so much more limited than ours generally are as parents, that it's a little bit easier to get into some of the more creative kinds of ways and more that you can do the gift giving and more discussions about, well, does it really have to be about the gift? Is it really, you know, my expression?
And it's not necessarily financial value of the gift.
That's
Let's just
right.
take a brief pause here to let our listeners know they're tuned in to Of Consuming Interest. I'm Shirley Rooker. My guest is Stuart Ritter. He's Vice President and Certified Financial Planner with T. Rowe Price. And we're talking about some of the initiatives the company has made towards educating kids about money and how to use it wisely and responsibly. And I think it's a perfect time to start thinking about this with your children during the holiday season when there's so much spending, focus on spending. Now, we go back to the planning stages and the gifts. Money is not the key in the sense as to the value of a gift.
Absolutely.
And I think that is a very important message to convey to kids.
The idea that you express your emotions towards someone by the value of whatever you spent on something is a mistake we don't want our kids to make. So when they're younger, when they don't have the resources, taking that opportunity to talk with them about getting creative. And it can be getting creative in terms of making a gift that doesn't cost a lot of money, or finding ways even within your family, and this can be for the grown-ups as well, how do we limit the amount of gift giving that goes on? As an example, one of the things that you'll hear, and I recommend to people sometimes, is instead of every person in the family, so at some points you have siblings and spouses and so forth, and just a huge number of gifts that are getting purchased and exchanged, put some names in a hat, everybody draws one name. And one of the things I've found is people are often very reluctant to do that because they're afraid of what everybody else in that cohort is going to think of them. Well, they might think I'm cheap or that I don't love them because I don't want to buy the gifts, on and on and on. And almost invariably, when someone proposes that to the group, the feedback they get is, oh, thank goodness.
Mm-hmm.
I've been wanting to get off this gift-giving treadmill for years, but I didn't know how to say it to anybody. And that's one of the ways that you can change the dynamic of what's going on. So what you think might be a barrier ends up providing relief.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, believe me, we've all been down that road, and it really does. And, you know, I think that some of the most creative gifts, my husband, when he was a kid, gave his mother a little bowl, I don't know what to call it, that he had made in school. And, you know, she treasured that, and she gave it to me. It makes me almost tear up to think about it, but it's such a simple thing. But to her, that was just such an expression of love.
It's funny. Bill Cosby has a great routine that covers that.
Oh, really?
You can just, I think it's, you could give your mom a piece of wood, and she's just going to love it.
That's right.
So helping kids understand how to put all this stuff in perspective. The other thing you might want
to
do.
I have to tell you this. Yes. This was the cutest thing. Like, my son very proudly came in from the yard. He was a little bitty toddler. And he had a flower in his hand. It happened to be a dandelion, which should not have been in the yard to begin with. But honestly, I will never forget that. That was the sweetest thing. He was bringing mommy a flower.
And it's those little expressions.
Oh, my goodness. It is just so dear.
It is. And getting your kids to understand that gets them to understand the broader lesson about how the spending and how the financial goals fit in with the other things that are going on. It's not mm-hmm. just about the money. And I know it may seem odd, a financial planner saying that. but
it's
it is.
True.
It is.
It's true. It's a value. It's,
absolutely.
It's a value that you're teaching your children. And I like the strategies that you've come out with. Now, I know you sent me, your office sent me a list of things that you suggested in terms of doing and dealing with this season. Do you have that up on your website? Can people go to the website to get it? Do you know if it's there? Can we get it put up there?
We will have it
put up.
I think it would be great. Absolutely.
It's a great guide because you have explanations for the suggestions that you make. You talk about making the list and the importance of it and all that sort of thing. I think that would be very useful for people. So you can do
that. We will make that available.
Okay. And the website is, give us the website.
TRoweProwe.com/family center.
And that's R-O-W-E.
Correct. TRoweProwe.com/family center.
Family Center. Okay. TRoweProwe.com/family center. Okay. And you can find your games there too.
Yes, the games are there. There are stories from other parents on how they've been talking to their kids about money and what lessons they learned as children and how that's influenced the way they've had those conversations. There are a wide variety of resources on that website for parents and families to help get more comfortable with the conversation, find ways to talk to their kids about it, share strategies about how they manage things like this.
Yeah, because I think it can be an uncomfortable subject because you're going, I don't want my kid to think I'm a cheapskate. I don't want my kid to not be able to have what they want. Well, none of us can really have what we want sometimes. So it's hard.
It is. I mean, we've done a survey that found that parents are more comfortable talking about drugs and sex and all kinds of other topics and less comfortable talking about money. And that's why the site is there, to help raise that comfort level. The Great Piggy Bank Adventure, having kids play that game, gives parents a common starting point to have the conversation. It's tough talking about some of these real world things, but if you can start with what the child experienced in the game and say, hey, you know, this thing we're dealing with now in the real world about how we're limiting how much you spend on each item for the people you're buying gifts for, well, that's similar to this decision you made in the game that helped you achieve your financial goals.
Well, all I can say is you have to make some of those games easier so I can win. Or I can accumulate money faster, Stuart.
We'll talk about some of the strategies.
You're going to have to educate me because I'm sorely lacking. I'm lacking in the digital skills to play games on, you know, I think a lot of adults are, for that matter.
Well, to that point, we're joking about it, but one of the fascinating things we found is for this particular game, unlike a lot of other video games where kids are just, they're just better. They just are. In this game, there's some of that digital aspect.
Oh, yeah, but there's a lot of other stuff.
There's a lot of the money stuff in there that parents can help their kids be successful at. So a lot of the other games out there, parents have nothing to add.
That's right. This little piggy bank, the piggy bank.
Yes.
God, why am I going to learn to say that? Piggy bank. The piggy bank is so cute because it keeps putting coins in it and mm-hmm. it keeps adding up. But they don't add up fast enough. Anyway, but it is cute. And the website is trowprice.com/family center.
Actually, I think it's a forward slash.
Forward, whatever it is.
Yes, one of those slashes.
No, they're almost always backslashes, aren't they? We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
Offline.
See, this is where I need a kid to help me with the digital stuff.
There you go. Try it both ways. Whatever works. But at any rate, so going back to the ways of dealing with your kids and yes. talking with them.
Yeah.
And I guess one of the messages that I hear most clearly from you is how important it is to share with your kids what your strategy is in doing this season. So before we go off into that, let's just let our listeners know they're tuned in to Of Consuming Interest. I'm Shirley Rooker. My guest is Stuart Ritter. He's Vice President and Certified Financial Planner with T. Rowe Price. And we're talking about some of their initiatives to help parents and children deal with spending money wisely, and particularly in educating our kids at a very young age. Now, when do you think, Stuart, for example, with your own kids, when do you start giving them an allowance?
I think the issue of allowance is something that each parent should decide on their own. That survey I mentioned earlier, turns out about half of parents don't give an allowance. So if you're not giving an allowance, you're in good company. And if you are giving an allowance, you're in good company. What's more important is for parents to recognize that money is coming into kids' hands, whether it's birthday money, allowances, teeth falling out, part-time jobs. Whenever and however that money is coming in, that's the opportunity for parents to have the conversations with their kids about how to make decisions with that money. Mm-hmm. So it's less about ages and allowances and how much, and much more about talking to kids about what they should do with that money and how they make those decisions, what strategies you as a family use to manage, as you pointed out at the top of the show, the spike in spending that happens this time of year. Mm-hmm. Do you as a family, during the rest of the year, set aside a little bit of money each month so that when you get to the end, it's like buying a big item for a child if you save a couple bucks every week until you have enough for a
sure.
bike. Well, we're doing the same thing throughout the year so that we have enough money when the holidays come.
Also, the concept, if your child has something that they really want, let them spend part of their money on it and you help them to purchase it.
Yes, because that gets them much more involved, much mm-hmm. more engaged, and gives you that opportunity to start sharing the shopping with your kids and mm-hmm. how do you compare prices and all those kinds of skills that you want to make sure they have.
Yeah. So, I mean, you could start out with, okay, so you want this particular toy and it's going to cost X amount of dollars, and let's do our comparison shopping and see what we can find and then figure out the best way to pay for it. You know, stores are now starting layaway plans. They're coming back.
They
are. You know, that may not be a bad strategy for teaching a child how to get something and pay for it over a period of time. And a lot of them don't charge interest on those layaways, I believe.
Right. And that's one of the ways that you can help your kids figure out, if I need a big lump sum of money mm-hmm. on a particular date, what are the different ways for me to be able to spend that amount? Is it
right.
saving ahead of time a little bit each week or a little bit each month? Is it something like a layaway program? Talk to your kids about credit cards. Mention that one
sure.
of the ways you do this is you spend the money when you don't have it. And that means you then have to spend that money and a whole lot more money in the interest that you're ultimately charged
right.
if you haven't done that. And help them recognize the pros and cons of those different approaches.
But I was just reading that the layaway plans are coming back into use. And I'm sure there are a lot of people struggling out there. And to me, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, I remember as a kid, there was a suit I wanted and I was working for this store and they had a layaway plan. So, I mean, you know, I used
there you
it.
Go. And that opportunity to take some of these everyday teachable moments, take advantage of them. It's not as if you need to sit down, okay, it's the day after Thanksgiving, we're going to have our big money talk now. Stop rolling your eyes.
That's not going to work at all.
No, it's getting the kids engaged in the shopping, in making the list. As you pointed out, figure out who we're buying for and put a dollar amount next to it.
And this should be fun.
Yeah.
It should be fun. We don't have to be so serious about it. It is a serious matter.
Well,
but humor carries us a long way in conveying important messages to anyone for that matter.
And what's nice about it is if you get the money part figured out, it removes a lot of the stress people have.
Oh, sure.
If you haven't figured out, look, we've got $500 to spend. We're buying for 10 people. I'm putting the dollar amounts next to each person. Now let's go out and spend some time figuring out what creative thing we can make or get or whatever it is. Then you're focused on that time with your kids. You're focused on the other person. Mm-hmm. Without that, in the absence of those kinds of strategies and structure, people are in the store go, oh, God, can I spend this? I don't know. Now I'm getting stressed. Now I don't remember what I spent on somebody else. And that brings the stress in. So one of the things that sometimes is a barrier for people is, well, I don't want to have to do that. That's stressful. The reality is it often removes a lot of the stress you're dealing with because you know the money part is taken care of and you can focus on all the other fun things that are associated with this time.
And you can do your comparison shopping on the internet, via the newspapers, via listening to the radio and the ads, whatever. So there are lots of ways you can get information about what's available, what it's going to cost, and then doing your priorities, which to me is, that's the big thing.
It is. And that's really hard to do at this time because inevitably there are
everybody
four people
everything.
You forgot. And there are three other things you can think of to get Aunt Edna and all of those things get into it. But then it suddenly becomes about, I've got to buy more stuff. I've got to, you know, prove myself through these gifts. And if you've got the strategies in place, you are calmer yourself. You're modeling this behavior for your kids.
Mm-hmm.
And you've given them the opportunity to start building these skills that, as you pointed out, can be used throughout the year.
Right.
Prioritizing.
It's any time. It doesn't matter. It's not just the holiday season.
Absolutely.
No.
Saving and spending.
These are lifelong skills that can be used for everything you get, everything you're doing. Right.
And that's why we're focused on it. This is one particular manifestation of it. But these skills are something we think is important for parents to be able to teach to their kids, and that's why we're putting so much behind
it. I'm great at making lists, but I lose them. So you've got to teach me the skill of how do I keep up with my list?
That'll have to be a different show. That's not what we're here
for. That's going to be a different kind of training technique.
Indeed.
I'm sure of it at any rate. Well, I think you all are to be commended on what you're doing in bringing
Thank
up
you.
Wise financial – the wise use of money with kids. I mean, this is really a significant thing. And I like the fact that you've tied it into something like Epcot, which is really going to be fun for kids because they go there, they see all these exciting things, and then they got something fun to do that's educational as well. To me, that's the best of all of it. So,
thank you. It's been wonderful. Again, the online games website is thegreatpiggybankadventure.com. You don't need to have gone to Epcot to play the game. It's a standalone game. It's great for kids. Having parents play that with them enhances the experience.
Well, there's actually more than one game on
yes.
the site. Yeah,
yes.
There's a variety of things that you can do.
Yeah.
But the piggy bank is kind of cute. That little pig there looking at me and the money dropping into it, that's pretty significant. Stuart,
yes.
thank you for so much for joining us and giving us some insights in some of the ways that we can cope with the stresses of any kind of holiday spending, so or special occasion spending. You've been listening to Of Consuming Interest right here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. My guest has been Stuart Ritter, Vice President and Certified Financial Planner with T. Rowe Price. And, of course, I'm Shirley Rooker. And just, again, their website, thegreatpiggybankadventure.com. It's a fun game. Send your kids there. They're going to learn a lot. I'm Shirley Rooker, and thank you so much for being with us.
Of Consuming Interest is a public service program presented by Call for Action, hosted by Shirley Rooker. Call for Action is an international nonprofit network of hotlines which offer free and confidential assistance. If you have a complaint, contact Call for Action at 301-652-HELP. That's 301-652-HELP.